Marjorie Taylor Greene equates having to wear a face mask with the Holocaust. I know you want to dismiss her as a joke when this comes out, but in a lot of ways that's a mistake. She has the support and a foundation of support that can always quickly be built upon to rise up even further. So it's important when she comes out with something like this to really address it seriously. Trying to make a wrong right by equating it with the past wrong. And it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene. The Democrats have done this in the past too. We've talked about often here on Issues and Ideas how the overuse of the term Nazi dilutes the true horrific meaning of that term. Going back to Greene really watering down the significance of the Holocaust. 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. Now certainly you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe anyone has ever died from being told to wear a face mask based on specific mandates. But again, Martin Green is getting support because basically she is one of, if not the leading fundraisers among the GOP members. First quarter this year, she raised over $3 million. Just as a comparison, and certainly someone with a stellar name on the Democratic side, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in that same first quarter this year, raised $750,000. You know, think about that. When Marjorie Taylor Greene says and comes out with something like the Holocaust, for example, and she gets this kind of support, can there be that many Holocaust deniers among GOP voters? There's been silence from GOP leadership, which strategically is stupid. Well, here's why. 80% of American Jews vote Democrat. And that's happening as far left express support for the Palestinians over and over and over again. So are the Republicans blowing a chance to peel off some of that Jewish support from Democrats by continuing to support when Marjorie Taylor Greene says something like this about the Holocaust? I'm on her email list. Don't know how, but it's an interesting reference. And the emails just show her using this, equating it with why they're trying to get rid of me in Congress, and if you send me $25, that'll keep them from getting rid of me from Congress. On a related note, this past Tuesday, Mother Tucker Carlson compared being told to get the COVID-19 vaccine or wear a face mask if you want to get into some place like a comedy club. He compared that, get ready for this, with segregation. Now, if you're a black person, that means Carlson compared the racist denial of even basic rights your grandparents, your parents, or maybe even you had to face with having to wear a face mask so today you could go to a baseball game.